You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you may be listening. I'm John Vogel, and welcome to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place to start your podcast. It was a weekend. How was y'all's 4th of July? I hope it was great. All right. We're going to get into some sports here. 4th of July was a great weekend. I hope everybody had a good time. I know I did. It's okay. It's a joke. Off over here to the side kind of thing going on. All right, so not too much to really get into today, so I think we're going to spend a lot of time and talk about this whole Redskins thing. The Washington Redskins preparedly, supposedly fixing to change their name. This is a kind of a big deal. This is a team that's been around since 1933, when George Preston Marshall bought the team and entered into the NFL. Started the franchise then. Named after, I forget who it was. There's some Indians involved somehow, but Redskins, Washington Redskins. In the 70s, the current logo that you see now was developed by a Native American artist who modeled him after Chief, they modeled him after a chief, an actual chief who was back in the early 1900s, if I remember. Well, anyways, here's the thing. When I do this podcast, I have a long commute that I'm going to work. And so if you hear a lot of car noise or something, that's why. Because I am literally recording on my way to work. Actual paying job. And it's a long commute, so I have a lot of time. So I know people have talked about, they've been like, why don't you have the facts in front of you? Why don't you have this and that? Well, because right now, where I am at this point in my life, this is the only time that I can do this. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to remember off the top of my head. But like I said, this weekend, this weekend was absolutely insane. But regardless, the Washington Redskins have been around for a long time. Now, over the last the last 10 years, there's been a lot of pressure for the team to change their name. This has been an ongoing thing, and it's just continued slowly but surely to get worse. The thing is, there's a lot of people in this world. And when I say a lot of people, I mean, I'm talking about the woke. I'm talking about the woke crowd who has to be offended for everyone and get offended about everything that could potentially offend anyone. And if you're a woker, you're probably offended that I just said that. So my point here is the woke crowd has been dead set on changing this name because Redskins is considered by the woke crowd to be a racist, demeaning term toward Native Americans. The fact of the matter is there are 99% of Indians that don't have a problem with it. In fact, 99% of Native Americans don't care that I call them Indians. All right, so Native Americans has stuck, it's a better term used to describe them because, Christopher Columbus called them Indians thinking that he'd found India. And so it just makes sense that we would call them Native Americans or something along, maybe even just flat out Americans. Because they were in the Americas before anyone else was. Regardless, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the people who should be offended by this derogatory term are not. In fact, they're very proud of it. So, this is kind of the problem with woke, right? This is the woke part of the problem here. You have to get offended for that 1 to 5% that are offended by something. When in reality, I could get offended very easily. I could say, well, I don't want to be called white anymore. I don't think that's okay. Would that put me in the majority? No. I would be a minority, and people would probably laugh at me and be like, yeah, fuck off, white boy. You know, because that's the way that it goes in the world, right? But now, that's the thing here, is there's not that many Native Americans that are offended by the name. In fact, the Native American people that I know, they're not offended by the name at all. It doesn't bother them. They're like, it's been like that forever. It wasn't coined as a derogatory term. See, this is like the thing, is they get that. It wasn't used as a derogatory term for the most part. And now it's just considered as such. We're not going to get into anything else on that matter, because there's a lot of problems that we could go with that. We could go take off with that. But here's the thing, is the Washington Redskins, it seems inevitable the name is about to change. Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins, is looking into other options right now, is giving the team the go-ahead forward to say, let's look at different names. You know, if you look around on social media, there's a lot of different names flying. There was a whole set for, I think, betting odds or something. I forget what website did it. If it was Bet Online, or I don't remember. Somebody dropped about 12 different names with odds for which one was going to be chosen. I didn't like any of them. I am particularly, if they're going to change it at all, this one that's been flying around on social media has been the Red Tails, and it looks fantastic. And it's a great, great name, you know, giving credit to the Tuskegee Airmen who fought valiantly in World War II. And it would just fit with the whole history and that kind of thing. You keep the color scheme. They've cooked up some really cool logos with it. It looks awesome. But for now, Red Tails, that wasn't even listed as a betting odd. Like that, I don't think that's being considered by the Redskins. Regardless, it is about to change. So they've been under pressure for the last 10 years. Really, to do this, why hadn't they done it to this point yet? Well, angry NFL scout bet on Twitter had a few interesting words to say about that. So here's the thing, before we really get into that, let's talk about angry NFL scout bet, because he's a controversial figure right now on social media, especially in NFL, like, you know, NFL fans, NFL analysts. All right, so the thing with him is, angry NFL scout bet does not care about politics. He does not care about your politics. He is just putting out information. He's giving people an insight to the NFL from an anonymous standpoint, which that's perfectly fine. He doesn't get into very much specific. He just offers insight, which is very helpful a lot of the time with what he does. Now, he's proven time and time and time again that he is actually in the NFL with some of the insight that he's provided, you know, because he'll say something and then it comes out that exactly what he said was true. It's just the media hadn't gotten hold of it yet. And that's the thing with him, is because he just says it like it is. He doesn't sugarcoat it, and he sticks to the facts. The woke sports media has tried to put him off, basically, and say, yeah, no, that's not a thing. They tried to demean him, they tried to put him down, they tried to say that, yeah, he's a coward because he doesn't say what team he's so on and so forth. He doesn't have to say anything about himself that he doesn't want to. He doesn't have to ever reveal his name. And I don't think that's something that a lot of people understand. All right, so he had a few interesting words to say on this. And when I say a few, it was several tweets in which he directly responded to Pro Football Talk reports, which is what he generally does. He generally just gets on Twitter and rags on Pro Football Talk because they are a terrible media outlet. They suck. And they really probably shouldn't even be considered a media outlet at this point. They should be considered an alt-left sports website. But they've been reporting things. Minority owners are looking at getting out of ownership in the team. Now, of course, he makes the point where in the article they make it sound like they're getting out for moral reasons. And he says that's absurd. They don't care about that. They don't care about the name. They care about the money. And right now, the money and the value in the team is dropping because Nike has removed all Redskins merchandise from their online store, and apparently in all their stores as well. So I'm sure if you have a Nike, you know, the little Nike outlet stores, I guarantee that they're dumping all their Redskin stuff, and you can go get some really good deals if you want to jump on that. That might be worth something in the future. There's FedEx is threatening to get out of ownership in the company, and they want the stadium, the name to be changed, or they're not going to represent the stadium anymore, which they pay a lot of money to have FedEx state on the name of the stadium. So there's all these different things right now that are, they're dropping money out of the franchise, and it's worrying these minority owners. And so now they want out. And so angry NFL scout vet has been very critical of Dan Snyder and his ownership of the Redskins anyways. And he is even more so now, pointing out that this is really only what Snyder is trying to accomplish here is he's trying to capitalize on this as much as he can. And he should. That's his job. But the Redskin fans deserve someone better in that spot, which, you know, my parents were Redskin fans, right? And they had been Redskin fans going way, 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 way back. And they felt exactly the same way about Dan Snyder, that they needed, that the franchise just deserved someone better than him. Now, Snyder has recently inquired about getting his hands on RFK Stadium, which is a couple miles from the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It's where the Redskins used to play. It's where a lot of, you know, Washington franchises have played, you know, between baseball and football and, you know, so on and so forth. I think soccer for a while as well. Well, he wants to purchase that location and rebuild the stadium. And he was told, no, you cannot do that until the name of the Redskins' name is changed. The owners would not sell it. When we got to take a break right here, we're going to follow right back with this conversation when we come back after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the John Vogel Show. Welcome back to the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place to start your podcast. If you haven't already and you're looking to start one, go do it like right now. It's worth it because they're going to set up your podcast on all the different platforms for you automatically. You're not going to deal with any of that and get a chance to monetize it pretty much immediately. So get on there. If you're not already familiar with Anchor, you need to get familiar with Anchor. So we were talking about the Washington Redskins and their owner Dan Snyder is trying to acquire RFK Stadium, which is a couple miles away from the Capitol in downtown D.C. Much better location than Landover, Maryland, for his stadium. He'd be able to make a lot more money there. There's a lot of good things that could happen. You know, you got the team back and playing in D.C. It just makes all the sense in the world. All right, so he's been told he cannot purchase that stadium. The owners will not sell it to him unless he changes the name of the franchise. Shortly thereafter, Nike pulled all their merchandise from the Nike store. Anything that had Redskins on it. Redskin logo, whatever. All that merchandise got pulled. FedEx threatened to pull out. Now, all the minority owners in the franchise as well are wanting to sell everything that they have in their stock in the team. And that's the thing with this whole situation right now is I think that's what Dan Snyder wants. Angry NFL scout vet pointed this out. And that's why I had to explain who he is, why you can trust him. he's been spot on with a lot of his stuff. And in this case, I think he's going to be spot on with this. He's merely pointing out that Dan Snyder wants to buy them all out. And the only way that he's going to do it is by not changing the name right now. It's going to change. It's just a matter of when. Because right now, Snyder does want to capitalize 110% on it. Everybody who has ownership in that franchise right now knows as soon as the name changes, the merchandise is going to sell like hotcakes. It's all going to be the top-selling stuff in the NFL. At least that's what the speculation is. I don't know if that would exactly be what goes down, but it feels like it. Because, you know, everybody would have to update their stuff. So if they're going to change their name, who's going to benefit? Who's going to profit from it? Dan Snyder wants to be that guy. So he needs to buy out all the ownership that everyone else has so before he can change that. Makes all the sense in the world. From a business, capitalistic standpoint, it's a great move. This is the kind of person Dan Snyder has always been. How did Dan Snyder make his money to begin with? He won on the stock market. He won big. That's how he did it. And now he's one of the NFL owners. You know, he played the numbers game. He was smart. He knows how to invest. He knows when to sell at its highest. He knows when to buy when it's at its lowest. Right now, he's driving the Redskins to a low point in terms of team franchise value. Because there's all this impending pressure right now to change that name. That's been created by the media. That's been created by social media. That's the thing that's insane about this whole situation right now. Is they're going to sell it to him. I almost guarantee it. They will sell their minority ownership back to Dan Snyder. He'll be like, yes, please. I understand if you don't want to be in this anymore. I completely get it. I'll buy it back from you. And I'll give you, you know, this much for it. And they'll take it. And then he'll turn right around, change the name, and capitalize. Almost guarantee it. And that's the thing with this woke crowd, is they just have no idea. If anything comes across as remotely woke, they're all over it. They eat it up. And if you make a move that looks even the slightest bit woke, they jump all over it. You don't have to explain anything. You just have to say, hey, I'm woke. And people jump all over it. They don't ask any questions. They don't say anything. They're just like, wow, this is it. We won. It's honestly amazing. And I think Dan Snyder's about to profit on the woke crowd and absolutely just blow everyone's minds. That's what's crazy about this age. I didn't think I would ever see anything like this. In my lifetime, and here I am at a young age and witnessing this crazy, crazy year. That's really one of these one in every 100 year type deals. You know, we got hit with a pandemic worldwide. Everybody's going nuts over a pandemic that, yeah, it's killed a lot of people worldwide. But overall, I think is overestimated with its strength and overly feared. It's good to have a healthy fear for it and, you know, wear a mask when you go in public. But some of the people who react and are afraid, literally just scared to death of this virus, I think that's a little bit overreaction. You don't need to panic to it, especially if you're under the age of 40 or 50. You know, that's this is the day and age that we live in, and it's honestly insane to witness. Regardless, the Redskins will be changing their name. We're going to follow it closely, of course, because this is an interesting story. Speaking of name changes, the Cleveland Indians have said that they are looking into changing their name as well. So I guess Indians is racist now. A racist term. Fantastic. And I wonder if the Chiefs will be next. Will the Chiefs have to change their name? Because, you know, Chief has become a derogatory slogan that people use when they're being disrespectful, saying something like, okay, Chief, or that's not it, Chief, you know? So we'll see how that goes. it's kind of interesting to think about all the different ways things can go in today's world and society. It's insane. It's really insane. I think when we learn not to cater to the 1 to 5% of people who are offended or easily bothered by something, once we learn that that's just 1 to 5% of people, and there may be a larger number of people who are opposed to that 1 to 5%, and that's why the 1 to 5% exist. I think that's when we're going to start to, when the world will start to change for the better. For the better. Anyways, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning into the John Vogel Show presented by Anchor. And come back tomorrow. I'm sure we'll figure out a bunch of different things to talk about. Every day new stuff comes out. So who knows what will come today. It is Monday. It is after a holiday. You know they're going to have to do everything they can to make us feel horrible after having a good time and a good weekend. So, God love y'all. Be safe out there today. Let's get after it.